Why do humans have such a variety of appearances?
I spoke to population geneticist Sir Walter Bodmer from Oxford University, who is characterising thousands of faces as part of the People of the British Isles project.
You've hardly ever, I imagine, unless you're a member of a pair of identical twins, seen anyone who just looks like you do. So we are enormously variable in facial features. And we don't definitely know why that is, but it obviously has a strong evolutionary basis. There must be something that's selected for that. I think it's part of the way that humans have evolved socially, that it's been very important to be able to recognize people who are part of your own group, even your own family. There are very special regions of the brain for identifying faces, and there are complex processes by which we actually analyze and discern what it is in a face that we recognize.
How much of that variability is down to genetics?
Well, nearly all of it. If you've ever seen identical twins, they've got exactly the same genetic makeup. And when you see them the first time, if you're not their parents or anything, they're almost impossible to distinguish from each other. And that tells us that the face is very largely genetically determined. Obviously, you can vary it. You can have blue hair if you want. You can do things to your face if you go to the right sort of surgeon. But by and large, most of the features that we recognize in a face are very much genetically determined.
When we look at other animals, we don't pick up on as much variability, perhaps, in their facial features. Is this something which is unique to humans?
No, I don't think it is. But remember, if you go to another country, if you go to Africa or you go to China, you probably don't find it as easy to recognize the facial differences there as you do in your own group. So that's one thing. We don't necessarily know how to recognize that chimps may look very different to each other. So there's undoubtedly a lot of variation there. Of course, if you take domesticated animals like dogs, a lot of the variation has been selected for. So I think there is quite a lot of variation out there. Most of it we don't quite know how to recognize.
Life would certainly be more challenging if we couldn't recognize each other. Our next question is from Che Gianni, who got in touch via Twitter.
Why is it that our voices sound so different to how we think we sound?
Something everyone who works in radio would love to know. If you have ideas, email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join the debate on the forum, nakedscientist.com/forum.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills for production. Do join us next time when we'll be finding out whether we really can feed, in 2050, up to 12 billion people, which is the predicted world population. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University, where it's supported by the EPSRC, the STFC, and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and until next time, goodbye.